Adam Clayton, first manager of U2, first to believe we could be here tonight. That's Larry Mullen Jr. right there. He started this band. Blame him. Never played better. And this is The Edge. And might I say, and an incredible person as well as player, you are. I know, because I go on holidays with them. I go on holidays with them. In the 90s, the whole band used to go on holidays together. That's true. In the 90s, that didn't feel mad. As mad as it sounds to me right now. The 90s was kind of our experimental phase. The big experiment was how to be in a band and have families. So we took some time off. We went with our buckets and spades down the south of France. Very fancy. But we just listened to each other. We listened to music. We listened to each other, our partners. And maybe more importantly than all, we listened to our children. We listened to our kids teaching us how to grow up, sort of. Anyway, we're there, looking out on the Mediterranean lake, pretending to be a sea. The Mediterranean, what a scene. What a beautiful, beautiful scene. There's something on the horizon. The winter doesn't want you, it hops you. Summer serenading's a long way from this frozen place. Your face, our teacher, our preacher, it's nature. And like flowers growing in a bomb crater, from nothing arose, it grows. I've been thinking about the West Coast, not the one that everyone knows. Sick of living in the shadows. One more chance before the light goes, for a summer of love. Summer of love. Summer of love. Summer of love. Freezing, we're leaving, believing that all we need's ahead of us somewhere. Summer to come, so we run. I've been thinking about the West Coast, not the one that everyone knows. Sick of living in the shadows. We've one more chance before the light goes, for a summer of love. We find our way. talking about the West Coast, not the one that everyone knows. In the rubble of Aleppo, flowers blooming in the shadows of the